The Monson Headland Afternoon Bays says, "Bisman sheyesh koyin yesh mishpat, bisman she ain't koyin ain't mishpat." And the Rambam Perek Yud Aleph Headland Halach Yud Aleph cites this and says, "Ain't done in dinin nefashos, el b'fnei habayis, for who she a bezin hagadol sham belishkas shebemikdash, shenema bisman bezokin mame lebilti shmoa el hakoyin." So the Rambam combines two things, this halacha, that Bezdin has to be bimkomo in the Lishkos Hagozos, and also you need koyin avodoson. So he combines the two, and also he begins, ein dinin nefashos, so it seems that Yeshivas Bezdin Hagadol is a tenai in the Shem Mikdash as relates to Dina Nefashos. That the halacha, the Hamakim Gore, is a din in Mikdash that's not called Lifnei Habayis if Bezdin Hagadol is not Bimkomo. And in order to explain this, I'd like to suggest having this in my Sefer Sanhedrin, based on what the Rav said, that the Yeshivas Bezdin Hagadol in Lishkas Hagozos is not only din in the Heksha Bezdin, like the Mor says, Himalem Bebeis Pagi outside the Mikdash, they don't have a din of Bezdin Hagadol, but it's also, you see, it's a kiyum in Mikdash, that Mikdash requires that Bezdin Hagadol shebim komo, and if they're not, there's a deficiency in Mikdash. And he proved it also from the Mishnah in Soita and Daf Mem Tes, which the Mishnah, when it lists the different tekonos they made at different stages of the Churban, the Mishnah says, Mishigalso Sanhedrin, Batlo Simchos Beis HaMishtos. When the Sanhedrin was goyla from Lishkos HaGodzos, so Simchos Beis HaMishtos was cancelled as an indication of mourning over the golus of the Sanhedrin. But you see this, all the things mentioned in the Mishnah are gzeiros that they made over the Churban Averis. So we see that Bitl HaSanhedrin is considered Mixas Churban. And according to this, you saw that the Rav said, it seems that we need Bezdin HaGadol B'Makom HaMikdash also because it's a key of Mikdash. Without Bezdin HaGadol b'Makom and Lishkos HaGozos, something is deficient in the Mikdash. And simply also, that you need a Kohen HaOved to be done din nefashos, it's not independent to Halacha, it's also Halacha Neshem Mikdash, because we're only done din nefashos b'Sne HaMikdash. So that's why the Ram combined them as one Halacha. And that's why Kohen Oved is a din only in din in nefashos, but not in malchus, because it's one halacha of yeshivas bezdin b'mkomam, the hamakom gorim, which is halacha l'shem of bezdin agadol, and if there's no shem bezdin agadol as relates to nefashos, only Bifnei Habayis, and therefore it's not related to Malkus, which doesn't require Bezdin HaGadol, so you need a Bezdin of three is sufficient. And that's why the Rambam paskins, the Fadini Malkus, Rambam Perek Tesayim from Sanhedrin Halacha Beis, is that if the Kohen Oved is only Halacha in Rishis Bezdin, but not for Malkus, there's still Malkus. However, the Smag is choylik on this, and holds that Malkus also is only noig bisman she is koin oved, because he holds a koin oved is an independent halacha, not just halacha and shemikdus. And it's a halacha in the fashas, not just in the halacha of Bezdin HaGadol. It's not lochan shem bezdin hagadol, but rather it's din that there's no kiyum oinish of nefashos or malchus unless you have a koyin ha'oved. And according to the Smag, the Aloch of Kohen Ovid is a specific Aloch Din Mesuyim in the Kim of Dini Nefashis, and included in that is also Malchus.